Morning Watch, Day 4. Taking the Way of Life in the Lord's Recovery, Week 12. Related Verses. Matthew 7, 13 and 14. Enter in through the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many are those who enter through it. Because narrow is the gate, and constricted is the way that leads to life, and few are those who find it. Psalm 16:11. You will make known to me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand there are pleasures forever. 1 Corinthians 3:12-16. But if anyone builds upon the foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, grass, stubble, the work of each will become manifest. For the day will declare it, because it is revealed by fire, and the fire itself will prove each one's work, of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built upon the foundation remains, he will receive a reward. If anyone's work is consumed, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, yet so as through fire. Do you not know that you are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? 1 Corinthians 15:58. Therefore, my beloved brothers, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Related Reading. Who can enter through the narrow gate spoken of in Matthew 7:13? Only the kingdom people with the nature described in the 9 blessings in chapter 5. Those who enter the narrow gate must be poor in spirit, mourning, meek, hungry and thirsty for righteousness, merciful, pure in heart, making peace with all men, willing to be persecuted for the sake of righteousness, and willing to be reproached for Christ. Only those with such a nature can enter through the narrow gate. Furthermore, those who enter through this narrow gate must be under the higher laws of the kingdom, the complemented and changed laws, and they should not have any anxiety concerning their living. Rather, they must have the confidence that their Heavenly Father is taking care of them. Moreover, they should not be lazy or idle, but diligent and industrious. These are the people who enter through the narrow gate and walk on the constricted way. The gate is narrow and the way is constricted because the new law of the kingdom is stricter and the demand is higher. It deals not only with outward conduct, but also with inward motive. The old man, the self, the flesh, the human concept, and the world with its glory are all excluded. Only that which corresponds to God's will can enter in. To enter the gate is simply to begin walking on the way, a way which is lifelong. We all are happy to be in the Lord's recovery and appreciate the recovery very much. As one in the Lord's recovery, are you walking on the constricted way? We all must be able to say that we are not taking the way of Christianity, but the way of constriction. Those in Christianity can use rock music or other worldly methods in their services, but we cannot. All young people desire to be free, to put off all restriction. When they graduate from high school, they are like caged birds wanting to be free. However, many are so free that they have no constriction, no restriction. We in the Lord's recovery, on the contrary, are taking a constricted way. We in the Lord's recovery must walk in our spirit. Living in spirit and walking in spirit restricts us. Even when we are loving, rejoicing, and happy, we must be under restriction. We must not be like those who throw off all restraint in their excitement. Rather, we must be excited within the limit of the spirit. This must even be true in the meetings. Although we may fully release our spirit, we should be restricted as far as physical activity is concerned. In everything, we need to take the constricted way, not the broad way. We must take the constricted way in our fellowship with the brothers. Do you intend to praise a brother? You must praise him in a constricted way. Are you about to rebuke a brother? You must rebuke him in a constricted way. Are you having fellowship with some brothers? This is excellent, but you must fellowship with them in a constricted way. Sometimes when you are having fellowship, you forget all limitation. You go on hour after hour without taking care of the need for food or rest. Furthermore, in your fellowship, you talk about everyone without any restriction. Praise the Lord that we are truly free. Nevertheless, we still have the limitations, restrictions, and constrictions. Life in Matthew 7:14 refers to the ever-blessed condition of the kingdom, which is filled with the eternal life of God. This life is in the reality of the kingdom today and will be in the manifestation of the kingdom in the coming age. In the Lord's recovery today, we are taking the constricted way, which leads to life.